Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rafael Devers via translator yesterday in Fort Myers. We'll get to the latest reporting from Sean McAdam in a moment here on Jones and Keefe. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket. End of the hour. We have a Friday four-pack on the way about a half an hour from now at 11:30. Go nowhere. We'll get to that coming up. But real quick, before we get to the latest reporting from McAdam and more of that press conference, I can't get over how strange it is. And it's nothing more than that. This isn't a larger criticism on Devers. It's just odd that Tom Caron asks the question in English. He answers it immediately in Spanish.
Yeah.
Then the translator translates the answer, which you and I both have the same suspicion. The guy's not really answering and translating what Devers is saying. I'll give you another example coming up where he catches himself in the middle of answering it and changes it on the fly. The whole thing yesterday was odd. The whole situation with Devers, Bregman, and the Red Sox is odd, and I don't like the smell of the whole thing, Keith. I don't.
No, it is bad. It's been a rough offseason or, preseason, whatever you want to call it, for Rafael Devers. You know, this should be a great time for the Red Sox. They actually added to the roster. This player in particular was bitching about it a year ago through his interpreter.
Get us players.
Get us players.
Get us talent.
They got you players, and now you're pissed about it. Yeah. And now this whole third base thing. But then what's making it even worse is he's not ready to go, and they keep pushing his start time back. So it's hard for you to complain about where you play when you can't even play. And the team is in a better spot. The team is better with Bregman than without Bregman. And yet Devers, who has this massive contract, really the only significant contract. Like, Bregman makes a lot for this year.
Yeah.
But it's short term. $100 million deal
it's
is Rafael Devers.
And $120 million in Major League Baseball really is, 40 AAV is a lot, but $120 million compared to the contract Devers has, I agree with you. He's the only one making significant money.
The expectations on this team are up. The excitement level is up. How everybody feels about the players on the team up, with the exception of Devers. I feel like Devers is the one guy that is like pulling it down.
So give me more here yesterday. And this, you're going to hear the translator. So again, you'll hear more questions in English. Devers answers in Spanish. The translator jumps in and like corrects himself on the fly, which I find to be the oddest
what are you
thing
doing
in this whole exchange. So here's more.
You said you made it clear to them how you feel. If they say, okay, we understand that, but we'd like you to be the DH. Is that, can that work?
First of all, stop.
He's laughing.
He's like giggling. Like the translator's like giggling, like Devers is saying something funny. And I know he's kind of repeating himself and saying the same thing over and over again. So maybe Devers is like, what's wrong with these guys asking the same question?
Maybe it's just like an uncomfortable laugh.
Maybe. But he's like giggling, which is also adding to the weirdness of it all.
Yeah, like I said, like I've been saying, it's something that I spoke about in private, and I'm not going to share here.
The opener is 2 weeks from today. If you are the DH instead of the third baseman in Texas, how will you feel?
Me tengo que sentir bien porque ya es la temporada, no hay otras opiniones y tengo que hacer lo que ellos digan. Ellos son los que pagan y ellos tienen la orden.
Yeah, good. At the end of the day, it's not my decision. I don't call the shots around here. I'll feel good. I'll go out there and do what I need to do.
Okay. So I think some of the corrections in the middle of the answer, and maybe it was in the first one, maybe I misspoke. Maybe it was in his first exchange there where he kind of like caught himself and he's like, the whole thing was awkward yesterday, strange. And when Devers says, I'm going to keep it in private.
He didn't before.
What does that mean?
No, but you were asked a couple of weeks ago, will you move positions? You said no. It was like the biggest story in baseball for a couple of days. And that was the headline and everything else. So that wasn't private. So... yeah, I mean, he's sort of giving you a more politically correct answer, I guess, here. This is more of the I'll do what's best for the team type of answer that maybe many people anticipated a couple of weeks back. He's sort of now, maybe after hearing all the criticism, maybe after further comments, and maybe also knowing that he can't play right now. So, because he's asked about, like, how do you feel about being the DH? That might be out of his control. What if he can't play in the field right away? He's DH'd before, right? Like coming off of injuries or like just sort of give him a break with his nagging shoulder injuries and things like that throughout the year. It wouldn't be his first game ever DH'ing. And so now he's talking about like, it's not up to me. Yeah, but the question is like, how would you feel? You answered it before, truthfully, and maybe he didn't, you know, he got the backlash that he got for being truthful. He's decided to change his answer.
So to me,
I'm not going to share what we talked about here just because... It would make me come off, you know, those are private conversations.
Thank you. So that was in the first exchange. I misspoke there. Yeah. But he's like, make me come off. I'll keep it to myself.
Too late. How you come off, right? People are not huge fans of you right now. Now, this can all get solved. If he goes out there and hits 6 home runs in April as the DH, people will forget about it. Well, and the team's winning, people will forget about it.
And the backdrop to yesterday in the exchange is that prior to all of this, he took Walker Buehler deep. And so he like smoked one off Walker Buehler yesterday.
Nice.
So maybe he's feeling himself a little bit. I have no idea. But you wonder what he's talking about. I'm going to keep some of this to myself. Because you're right, Keith. He didn't keep it to himself earlier. He said, no, I'm not. I'm a third baseman. I'm not a DH. So he didn't keep that to himself. Sean McAdam. At Mass Live, excellent reporting by Sean McAdam.
Who asked at least 2 of those questions that we just heard.
He's been right there in the middle of it. He says, or reports that Rafael Devers was angry enough about his situation this spring, he considered asking for a trade. He said, the issue isn't what happened in those private conversations between, or isn't sure what happened in those private conversations between Devers and the front office. So McAdam doesn't know, but he does say that Devers felt lied to over the offseason. Because the team consistently told him the rumors about Bregman and Arenado were bogus.
Yikes.
This was after Cora preached about Bregman playing second base and Breslow highlighted his defensive improvements. Some of that was with us, by the way, when we talked to Craig Breslow. The team said they talked to Devers before any moves were made. So he feels lied to. He feels misled. Which, look, I think Breslow and Cora and everybody else should have done a better job of keeping Devers in the loop and saying, hey, you know what? We're in on this guy. He's going to be our third baseman. Like, they needed to communicate that better. But at the end of the day, tough. It's professional sports. You're getting your contract either way. Oh, by the way, you suck at third base. This guy's better than you. The team has sucked when you've been at third base. So I know it's not ideal, Rafi. I know we told you before we weren't going to bring in Bregman. We weren't going to bring in Arenado. We thought maybe there wasn't anything to it. Turns out John Henry decided he actually wanted to spend money. We didn't think he
we
would.
We were surprised.
And now he's going to be our third baseman. Sorry if you feel lied to, but that's the situation. You got to deal with it. And what he did is he considered demanding a trade in the offseason. Nice.
I mean, what's the point of lying to him? I don't really get it. So, like, hey, keep him at ease and we're gonna not sign him. Even though all offseason long.
I think we just answered it.
Why?
They probably didn't believe at the end of the day Henry was going to spend the money.
So maybe it was that. But I feel like everybody else, we talked about Bregman and Arenado all offseason. Those names came up all the time. And there were reporters like Ken Rosenthal being like, Bregman might play second base. Like that name didn't go away. And so it was, unless Devers just had his head in the sand on it, he must have been like, there's something here, guys. There's something here. I just think if Breslow and Cora were lying to him the whole time, it does make sense why he reacted the way that he did.
Sure.
That wasn't, that was more of a message to those guys. And maybe even in the back of his mind, he's like, yeah, I'll DH. I'm making $30 million. I will do that. But I feel like,
but you, F you guys.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like, why did you guys have to do that? Why did you tell me that you weren't doing that? Because it came across, you know, pretty outrageous for a guy that did want adds to the team. He wanted good players in here. He wanted to compete again. They do that. But if the whole time they're like, don't worry about the Bregman thing, don't worry about the Bregman thing, then they sign Bregman and then he's being asked about it. Yeah, he's probably pissed at Cora and Breslow, or at least the guys that, whoever lied to him, he's got to be mad at that.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
617-779-7937. I've gotten grief from the Twitch chat before. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Oh, Jones, you trade Devers?
Well, if he's demanding a trade and you can get like Vlad Guerrero back, then yeah, maybe.
I said I would trade Devers exactly in a situation for Vlad Guerrero or something like that.
This team's too good to trade Devers for like prospects. Yeah. Like, that's insane. But if you get like somebody great.
I'm not itching to trade Devers necessarily, but if I can upgrade to Vladdy or something long term like that, hell yeah, I'd think about it. And if that's too strong for you, okay, fine. How about if he demands a trade? How about if he wants out? How about if he's going to be a problem? And McAdam didn't say he demanded a trade. Nope. He said he considered demanding a trade. But, okay, he was that upset and felt that wronged about having to move to DH, where we all think you're going to wind up anyway in future seasons.
Yeah,
if not, you should have already been there last year.
Yeah, for sure.
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
So it's going to help you. And
but it's not
he
great.
Was that upset that he considered demanding a trade. Wow.
But I do wonder about like the trickle-down for this. So if this story is going to be well-known throughout the team, right, obviously. So when Tristan Casas, for example, talks to Breslow or Cora, and they say, don't worry, we're not trading you, would you say, oh, what? Like what you said to Devers?
Yeah. He might.
I would think so. And like they probably should trade him if they get a good offer and all everything else, and if they can't sign him long-term. But I just wonder, there's so much like positivity around this team right now. But then with some of these guys, do they trust Cora and Breslow now? Because if you're going to lie to your highest paid player, you'll lie to anybody.
Yep.
So I wonder how, you know, Jaren Duran, like, hey, we're going to get a deal done with you. Or not. Like maybe we're lying. Like, or don't worry, guys, we're not trading you. Or don't worry, we're not going to bring in a replacement for you. Or don't worry. These guys can't trust a word they say now.
I don't have a great answer for why Cora lied to Devers. Other than, you know, he's lied about plenty of things in the past. Maybe he's just a liar. But I don't know why he would lie to Devers. Yeah. He's got a good personal relationship.
And maybe
there.
He didn't. I mean, the story is somewhat vague about...
I would just say...
Could be Breslow.
Breslow, in his mind, might have been telling the truth. Everything we heard is that Breslow did not want to sign Bregman.
True.
Breslow might have been like, yeah, no, you're our third baseman. We don't like how Bregman's aging and all these other models and analytics that they've looked at.
Yeah, it'd be extra Weasley of Cora if it's true.
That's what I mean.
Like, he loves Bregman.
That's what
he's referred to him as the perfect player. So, yeah, maybe it's not him. Maybe it is a Breslow
like,
conversation.
Breslow might have been telling the truth the whole time
in
his mind. And Henry and Cora kind of overruled him. That's been the reporting from McAdam and others.
Could you see maybe as simple as this, and we're kind of guessing, but could Devers see all the different reports that are out there. His agent calls Breslow. Breslow's like, don't worry, we're not signing Bregman. And then that information gets back to him. And then Devers is like, all right, I'm a third baseman. And then like 2 days later, they're like, big signing, Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, he's going to make more money than you for this year.
Yeah, trust me. I get being upset about it, and I get being frustrated about it. I don't get lashing out via the media. I don't get being so mad that I'm going to consider demanding a trade.
I think that was just a public F you to Breslow.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
maybe. How I view it.
Maybe.
That's how I view it now. I didn't at the time. I thought it was a very selfish move at the time. Now I feel like it's just sort of a grudge match against Breslow.
So you guys can jump in. Red Sox on the table with the latest on Rafi Devers. You can jump in on the Pats as well. We got the Friday 4-pack coming your way about 15 minutes from now. Tom is in Vermont. I don't think I like where this is going to go. Go ahead, Tom.
How you doing, guys?
Doing great, Tom.
Hey, listen. Good day. Listen to you guys every day. You guys are the bum diggity. So, listen, anybody think this might be Panda Bear 2.0? And then the other question I got is, if he's unhappy, trade his ass. But what really irks me is you're paying him $300 million, and he can't learn our language.
Okay, so there it is. There it is.
Let me tell you right now.
It's a poor representation from the great state of Vermont there.
Let me tell you right now. If I played professional sports in another country, I could be there 50 years and I wouldn't know the language.
Okay.
I'd be so bad at picking up another language.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think he does understand the language.
No, that is tricky. It's like Sammy Sosa would do this.
I think he chooses not to because maybe it gives him plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. Maybe it gives him a little bit of separation when he's answering questions to say what he wants. And there's an extra filter there, maybe is the way I want to say it. The filter is the translator.
When the Royd guys got called into Congress. So Sammy Sosa did a million interviews in English. And then they're doing the Royd guys at Capitol Hill. And he's like, I don't know. You got to talk to this guy. So I had to take it off with my interpreter. It's like, Sammy, you know English. We all know that you know English.
I don't think Devers is Sandoval 2.0. I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah, God, no. He's way better than him. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
the bum diggity.
Well, that was nice at least.
Take it with a grain of salt.
But again, we got to look at what we're actually doing. The one that I'm fearful of being Sandoval 2.0, and it's not body type-wise at all, it's Bregman, where Bregman comes in, and we love the big game pedigree, and we love that he's a winner and how he's come through in a big spot, and he's going to be, you know, a guy who brings winning to the Red Sox. And that's how I felt about Sandoval at the time.
See, I think Bregman's had better consistent regular seasons. Sandoval really was, he was almost like a Robert Horry.
He's not 500 pounds overweight.
No.
So, like, I feel better about how Bregman is going to age. But my bigger concern about who's going to be Sandoval is Bregman. Is he the right fit in the market? Does the big game pedigree translate? All those things. I'm less concerned about it with Devers, but I get the body type thing.
I mean, the year before they got Panda, they signed this massive deal. He had 16 home runs and had a 739 OPS.
Okay, what was Bregman's OPS last year? He had more home runs, but what was his OPS? 760-something?
It was a low, right? But it was 768.
Yeah.
He had 26 dingers. No, he had 10 more bombs.
No, he had more, but also, you know, Sandoval wasn't exactly ever a home run hitter.
No, he wasn't. It was a weird signing. That was a marketing signing. He also was, Bregman won the Gold Glove. Sandoval would never be considered a Gold Glove candidate.
No. Gold exploding belt is what he had.
That's still amazing that happened.
It was.
I remember watching that.
Was
that live
in his first spring training or the next spring training?
It was a regular season game.
Yeah, it was.
Against Toronto?
Was it his second year?
Maybe.
Or was it right when they signed him?
I think it was his second year, where he was already
like a punchline. And already, like,
this fat third baseman's like, oh, his belt popped. It's like, yeah, right. Like, no, for real, though, belt popped.
He was already, you know, in the bathroom in the middle of games, liking ass models on Instagram.
It was 2016.
Okay, so was that his second? That was his second.
Second year. It was the beginning of the season in 2016.
Classic. Yeah. Like, he was already, you know, teetering.
Just like
his belt. He was already teetering, and then year two, that happens?
He played for the Red Sox for 3 seasons, but played 161 games, hit 14 home runs, and hit .237. It was a disaster.
Nice. Joe is in Springfield. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'll put money on it that the front office absolutely lied to Devers about it, because they weren't sure the deal was going to get done, and they didn't want his agent to leak it, and they definitely didn't want Devers to start giving interviews like he did after the deal that would potentially blow it up.
Okay,
but hang on, Joe, not a bad theory,
but weren't they already linked to Bregman, and they were already linked to Arenado?
Yeah,
and so
but they didn't confirm it. They probably just said they were looking into everything, but we don't have anything new. We'll let you know. You know, they probably just kind of pulled him along like that, because they know Devers is a loose gun on them, and they didn't want him to blow up the case. And how Bregman has responded since he's been there, I guarantee you the front office and Cora was coaching him on what might happen when this deal gets announced and how Devers is going to react, and he's threaded the needle perfect.
So I agree he's threaded the needle perfect. I do wonder if all of that is authentic from Bregman. But
see,
that's,
I think
just,
it is.
That's
I also,
just my antenna going up a little bit.
I wouldn't give Breslow and Cora credit for that. I think that's just Bregman.
That's true.
I think he's just like a good pro.
Yeah.
I don't think he's like pretending or faking it, and I wouldn't trust those guys to coach him up on that.
So, you know, the buy in the suits and stuff. I know Marcelo Meyer was all fired up about the suits that Bregman bought them.
Loved it, yeah.
And so, you know, maybe it's authentic. Maybe I should give him more benefit of the doubt there. We got some Patriots phone calls lingering as well,
right?
With all your thoughts on Rafi Devers. George is in Warwick. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. You know, I was listening to the chat about the potential top 10 D. Would you say, just for giggles, you nice. Assume a top 10 D.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Coach,
I would assume.
Hell yeah.
All right. Coach Vrabel. Right. And Drake May.
Yeah,
I
on.
Look at their schedule this year, and I go, this is a top 10 defense. And I look up and down their 20-25 schedule. Most often than not, I find myself going, I lean Vrabel and May over their opponent.
Their quarterback coach combo. So he's doing the schedule that way.
8 wins. Put yeah, me down for 8 wins.
It's been a moment since I've checked the full schedule.
We can win, loss, win all the time.
I'm sorry, we don't know.
Seven!
Do we know the? We don't know the schedule. We know the opponents. We don't know the schedule yet. Hard to play that game yet.
Yeah. No, I mean, no, they have a great schedule, though. They legitimately play the three teams drafting ahead of them.
They are
the
weak
Jets
opponents.
Are bad.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dolphins might not be as good as we thought they were going to be a couple years ago. It is a true last place schedule in every sense of the word. So they have a lot of winnable games. I agree with that.
Parker's in Uxbridge. Hello, Parker.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Happy Pi Day, boys. How you guys doing?
Right back at you, Parker.
Happy Pi Day.
Yeah, great. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say a quick thing about the draft. Well, now, my plan would be, I won't be too long here, my plan would be to trade down and get two linemen, first and second round linemen, and somehow get some diva wide receiver to this, some big boy to this, and not waste it on wide receivers. We do a horrible job drafting wide receivers in our history.
Right.
Let's protect May and see what he's made of. I also don't like the idea of trading Milton. I think that guy's a stud. That arm strength is one of a kind.
Okay, so let's keep Milton.
All right, so put him down for best hoss available twice.
Trade down for two.
Best hoss available, then go best hoss available.
Double dip, best hoss.
I don't know where you get the diva wide receiver, but you're keeping Joe Milton.
Didn't he?
Hoss.
I mean, Joe Milton hoss.
Yeah, he could be. We already gave away Haas of the Week, right?
No, we did.
Milton Williams.
Well, this is just a Haas plan. Then didn't he also want a big wide receiver? That's kind of a Haas too. What did he say?
Too many Haases.
A big fella?
Dice wants us to rank our top 10 D's of all time. Maybe better suited for off the air.
I got to sit down and think about that one.
Boy,
quite frankly,
an Instagram video in the works then.
Yeah, no, I gotta sit down and give that some real thought. I gotta do some homework. That's what I gotta do.
Chris Jones,
but yeah.
2000 Ravens. It's just a mixed list. Like actual defenses. 02 Bucks, 85 Bears.
Chris Jones.
Okay.
So,
Frank Gore.
We'll take your Patriots phone calls along
sure
with all your Red Sox phone calls. 617-779-7937. We'll be sure to update the Jones and Keefe bracket on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Couple options for you. We wrap up the first round today. All the voting will be wrapped up today.
Whew.
We'll start round two next week. So find that on Instagram, at Jones and Keefe, full bracket there. We'll get to our Friday four-pack as well, right after Trending with Billy Laney.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.